here's a story from The World.
Ghana in West Africa is classified as a middle-income country, and yet right now, 2.5 million people there do not have enough to eat, technically severely food insecure. A quarter of all child mortality cases in Ghana are due to malnutrition, and there are fears that record-level inflation and high food and transportation costs could make these statistics even worse. This month, caterers who work for Ghana's National School Meal Program have stopped delivering food. From Ghana's capital, Accra, Ridwan Karim Dini Osman reports.
Hundreds of pupils of the Nima cluster of schools in Accra dash out of their classrooms as the tolling of the school bell signifies break time. Usually, around this time, they enjoy free lunch, rice and stew, typically from the National School Feeding Program. But today, the caterers are absent and pupils like 9-year-old Frederick Anaba are having a tough time in school.
Teacher said cheating, I cannot concentrate because my stomach will be paining me.
This is because caterers of the program are currently on an indefinite strike to protest unpaid arrears, plus inadequate feeding grants amid a rising cost of living. Samuel Amponsa is a teacher at the Nima cluster of schools. He says the strike is hampering effective academic work.
The school feeding program enables the student to show up at school preparedly. But since the caterer stopped cooking, we've seen more absenteeism.
Nearly 4 million children in over 10,000 public schools rely on the feeding program to meet their nutritional needs. The program was launched in 2005 with the goal of alleviating poverty and enhancing food security in Ghana. The aim is also to boost domestic food production by sourcing raw materials locally and providing a sustainable market for local food producers in the community. However, food prices in Ghana have more than tripled this year. Transportation costs have also gone through the roof. The caterers each have independent contracts with the government. They want the government to raise the current daily feeding grant from 97 pesos, or the equivalent of 12 cents, to about 39 cents per child. They also want the over $30 million owed them paid as soon as possible. Helena Apia is the general secretary to the Ghana School Feeding Caterers Association.
We cook the food from our various homes before we convey it to the various schools. Even transportation now, as we speak, is on the high cost. Gas is on the high. Everything is on the high. We can't cook with 97 pesos. That is what we want the government to know.
Apia says some of their members had gone for loans to provide food for the children and are at the moment being harassed by their creditors. She says several meetings with the government over the matter have come to naught.
Nothing good came out of the meeting. They said they can't help us. They are not in capacity to help us. So our decision is no increment, no cooking.
According to UNICEF, around the world, more than 39 billion in-school meals have already been missed globally since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic due to school closures. And in Ghana, those meals are crucial. Almost 2 in 3 children between 6 months and 2 years of age are not fed food that supports their rapidly growing bodies and brains. This puts them at risk of poor brain development, low immunity, increased infections, and in many cases, death. Child rights advocate Vera Elikem Awoye says the current situation is a threat to the overall well-being and development of many vulnerable children.
We need to be expanding the school feeding program and not stifling it.
In many poor countries, the promise of a meal can be enough to make struggling parents send their daughter to school, allowing her to escape hazardous work or early marriage.
I think that the government should reach a consensus with these caterers, provide them with the resources for them to provide quality food, nutritional food for these children, and so that these children can grow more healthy, stay in school, and become the future that we really want to see.
The school feeding secretariat says steps are being fast-tracked to resolve the concerns. Head of communications for the secretariat, Siba Alpha, urged the caterers to return to work, but failed to give timelines as to when a solution will be found.
So no money is here at the secretariat. So we have told them that we are still following up the money from the Controller and Accountant General Department. You should be assured that everything is being done possible to ensure that payment is paid.
Back at the school, pupils continue to wait with bated breath for the return of their long-cherished hot meals. And for those who solely depend on it, it will save them from hunger pangs. For the world, I am Ridwan Karim Dini Osman in Accra, Ghana.